from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Did not expect the Monday after a Steelers game, I know it's a preseason game, to come back with breaking Pirates news, but this is a big one. We have the audio that just came back. Jeff Hathorn there at PNC Park. Derek Shelton just informed everybody that O'Neill Cruz is done at shortstop. Nick Gonzalez ready to return from his groin injury. He's going to play second base. IKF, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, will play short. And they're going to make O'Neill Cruz a center fielder.
I guess Alex Stumpf.
I am gobsmacked
by
this.
Alex Stumpf tweeted out, does this close the door on O'Neill Cruz at shortstop? And Shelton essentially answered affirmatively, saying, as of now, we view him as a center fielder. Where was the buildup here? Like, where was the, here, let me put it
there
this
wasn't
way.
Any buildup.
Where was the O'Neill Cruz is toying around in center field? He's kind of getting his feet wet. I wonder if something's in the offing. It's just boom.
There wasn't any buildup because they were steadfast in defending his play at shortstop this year, saying that he gets to balls that other guys can't. His arm makes up and makes plays that other guys can't. He didn't play last year. There's growing pains.
So when is he going to do? Here's the other thing. Is he going to be out there like tonight, tomorrow?
No. He said that he is going to DH at first. And they're starting the transition for him to become the center
fielder.
Okay,
so what's the ramp up time, I guess? Because you can't throw him out there without at least 2 weeks? I think if you want the player to succeed in this new position, right? If you want him to be a success, I think you have to give him like a solid 2 weeks to basically practice the position.
I mean, every time we broached this subject when the Pirates were still in the playoff race and they had that awful game in Houston where he had three errors, everything was pretty much couched with, hey, it won't happen now, but where should the Pirates move O'Neill Cruz in the offseason? And we talked about all kinds of different options. Third base, right field. The thing I always said about center field that scared me was it's still such a premium defensive position.
Where is it? So shortstop's always number one, catcher number two, and then would you still put center field number three?
Well, I would say among like positions in the field, because catcher's behind the plate, I would say shortstop one and center field two.
Okay,
yeah.
But when you're talking about building a baseball team,
Defensively,
it's shortstop, catcher, I would think, center field.
Shortstop, center field, and catcher would be the way I would do it.
I would probably order it differently. I would just say shortstop, catcher, center field, but you are not moving him to a position that is light on responsibility. You know what is one thing? I'm going to say this, and I know it sounds absurd. At least in balls in the outfield or coming in, he will have precedence over everybody going out, which was a legitimate issue for him tracking over into left field.
He's an incredible athlete. It's just a matter of him displaying better baseball sense and baseball instincts. And who knows how he's going to look with jumps on fly balls and things like that. I mean, he's someone that literally was asked about going and playing the outfield when he was in AAA, and he gave the proverbial middle finger to them. He completely balked at it and rejected the idea of it, and that's why they ultimately just acquiesced to the player's wishes and continued to run him out there at shortstop and didn't even entertain the idea of position flexibility.
If you're looking though at like he was an outlier. No one had ever been that tall and played
shortstop. That's why I didn't think it would work, Chris.
Okay, I mean,
he's got
a lot
the second
of people
most errors
he had tiny
in baseball.
Feet, though. He had nice tiny feet for the position, nimble feet. There is at least a little bit of precedence for a guy that big playing center field. Aaron Judge doesn't do it well, I would say, but he plays it.
Sure.
He's basically as tall as Cruz.
I don't disagree with that. I think it's a better long-term fit than shortstop, But if he's not a good defensive player, even though he has great defensive tools, he's going to hurt them almost as much in center field as he did shortstop. You're not hiding him in center field is what I mean. You're still trying to get the most out of his athleticism. The timing of this also tells me that they know
they're done.
They're done. But, you know, as I say, well, yeah. Yeah, I think that's right. Because if they were still in it, I think they would have O'Neill Cruz maybe practice outfield, but just DH the rest of the year.
Actually, no, I'm going to revise that. I think they're done. You think they're done. They could probably say if he's going to do this, if he won't play a game in center field for at least a week to 10 days to 2 weeks, and they're going to have him DH in the interim while he gets his feet wet, you could at least squint and say they're hoping for one more push where they go on like a 10 or 11 game streak.
While he's playing DH? You're saying? And then once they get back in it, then it's like, all right, kid,
no,
now
just
go out
keep
and play.
Keep him there and put Kiner Falefa there because they feel like their best lineup is one where he's the DH at this point, and they get other bats in, and Gonzo's in, and you have Gonzo and Kiner Falefa up the middle. He's the DH, and you roll it out from there.
I mean, just what an... I know that IKF is a really good shortstop, but he's actually his best position's third. But what an admission that they just don't have the patience or the tolerance for his defensive play at shortstop like they try to convince us publicly. What an admission by them that it's like, all right, now that we finally actually have a better shortstop on the major league roster who's not a nothing hitter like an Alika Williams,
we're
going to move him.
Yep. I will say this. I will give them this much, or at least I can partially give them this. If they don't trot him out there right away and they at least give him time to practice the position, and let's say it's 2 weeks. He's a major league ball player, like to some degree, give him the basics and let him try it out. I'll give them some credit if this is their plan for next year, that they are enacting it right now instead of saying in spring training, learn this position.
I agree.
Like that part of it, I would give them credit for.
I agree with that because this is an audition. If he plays the position horribly,
corner
outfielder, then you know you still need a center fielder. If he shows you that he has the potential or the makings of a center fielder, well, then you got his feet wet at it and you'll expose him to more of it in spring training and hope that he gets better for next year. I mean, it is on their roster a mammoth, massive hole. This Michael A. Taylor thing never worked out. The dude at 20-something home runs, 21 home runs last year, he had 13 hits at PNC Park all year.
Felt like less.
The entire season. And they didn't go out and trade for anybody at the deadline. Well, I guess they did with IKF. They could have made him the center fielder.
I will say this, too. Another positive. I know a lot of people don't like it because they wanted to see if it would take better at shortstop still. Like, still see if he could figure it out better. There is still a lot of positional value tied up in center field.
Sure.
If you're a center fielder who can really hit, there is still a huge amount. Probably the second most, other than if you're a catcher who can rake in positional value. The one thing I want to know that's unknowable, and this is one of those things where when a guy, like you can get a better gauge of it if you speak his native language, how disappointed he is. Because like they'll ask him about it, and he's going to have the interpreter answering, and it's going to be kind of a straightforward, like, hey, this is what O'Neill said. But I would love to be able to get inside his head and know he wanted to play shortstop to the degree where you said, he kind of said, no way, I'm balking at this. Now they're just telling him, this is what you're doing. Human nature-wise, that's got to be a slap to the ego for a guy that on a baseball field has really not run into something he can't do athletically, maybe, or do at a high level.
Maybe less so because center field is still such a defensive position.
Sure, but it's not shortstop.
No, you're right.
A-Rod going to third base in New York had to be a slap to him, even though he knew he was better than Jeter because they were so, you know, they had some special feeling about Jeter playing that position. I'm just wondering how he is taking this behind closed doors, because they need the most engaged and I'm all in, I'm going to do this O'Neill Cruz possible if they're going to get anything out of next year.
According to Noah Hyles, Shelton said Cruz was informed of the decision after yesterday's game.
Informed does not sound like there was a conversation either about this. Hey, it's finally time. They just sounds like they said,
you're
hey,
moving.
Guess what? You're moving. You're not playing shortstop
IKF
anymore.
IKF will be the Pirates' primary shortstop for the rest of 2024.
Yeah, that just has me wondering, man. That's all.
Donnie, your reaction to this? We hear you on Bucco Talk every Saturday.
Bizarre. I mean, I know that we've speculated it for a little while, and we know that he had some work out in the outfield, mostly in right field in the minors, and he didn't seem to like it. He didn't seem to care for it, and he made that pretty known. So to not have anybody really see this happen, like, you know, sometimes we would see, like you guys said, there was no notice by any of the people that cover the team, like, oh, Cruz is out there.
Hey, pregame, he's out in center field. And he's not just shagging center. Balls. They're trying to, like, show him how to play the position.
And this just kind of comes out of the blue, like, after a random series in late August. I mean, it's also an admission that they're done, like that they see that they're out of it.
It almost feels like a news dump, and like the way they announced it almost feels like a news dump. You know how, like, we always talk about any team in any sport, if they don't want something out there Friday at 4 o'clock, here it comes. I know this is Monday. It's the start of the sports week. The morning show will talk about it tomorrow. Midday show will talk about it. They'll ask Shelton about it tomorrow, all of that. But the way in which it happened feels like they tried to say, well, hey, we know people pay attention to football. There's going to be roster cutdowns. Steelers just played a preseason game. By the way, what was the skit? Mr. Subliminal, Kevin Nealon. We've got a series coming over. O'Neal Cruz is going to be a center fielder.
I'm also pretty positive he has never played an inning in center field.
He has not.
I'll give them credit for the fact that they are at least going to, it looks like, give him an on-ramp to this. I just would love to know how he feels about it, man.
At first blush, it feels like something where if Zangrilli was on postgame yesterday, and a caller called in after the game and said, O'Neal Cruz should be in center field from here on out,
Dan would chortle at him.
Dan would say, get out of here with that.
It's not, or he would say, it's not happening, so stop asking. Right. The old Nick Saban bit.
Right, unless Dan had some kind of inside information, too.
Ooh, Greg in Youngstown, that's a very...
I mean, looking back on it now, I guess it's possible that they didn't think that they needed a big-time center fielder at the deadline, because they thought this was a possibility all along?
But that they would move him even if they were in contention?
I don't know. They didn't make a move for a center fielder, Chris.
Hold on. Just to take that to its logical conclusion.
They had to have internal discussions about, do you think O'Neal Cruz, he's such a unicorn athlete, can we make this guy a center fielder? And if we needed to, could we get him out there this year? And look, not to say that their answers on that are necessarily right. I mean, they tried Henry Davis in right field last year, and we saw what a disaster that was when he, outside of a few AAA games, had very little experience doing it, and it was not a natural position for him. So my guess is, even though he's a alpha athlete, I would think there are going to be massive growing pains to Cruz playing center field. It's just a matter of, do you see enough good in between those hiccups where you think he's going to tie down this position for us for the next 5 years or so?
Here's what I like about the potential for there to be fewer hiccups. I don't think his problem in the infield was that he was... I don't think his head was ever out of the game. I think sometimes it was too much in the game and he tried to make plays he couldn't. He also tried to show off the arm a little too much, I thought. He was more comfortable like double clutching sometimes. I do think in the outfield, just the amount of space to cover, it will play well with his desire to try to make plays and be decisive. And I have no proof of this, but I feel like it makes sense. Smaller, shorter throw, you want more finesse and less just let it completely rip. I like the arm playing better, just him trying to make laser beam throws from 200 feet rather than like 85 feet.
Here is Derek Shelton on this momentous announcement.
Well, I think the change with O'Neal, it's something that we've been talking about. It's not something that we took lightly. I mean, he's an unbelievable athlete. We feel it's probably the best position for him and for the Pirates, and wanted to make sure that we got a runway of games going into next year for that to be important. So, you know, excited to see him out there. I mean, this kid's a dynamic athlete, and, you know, with the way that we're set up now, we feel that's the best thing for us. Yeah, well, we presented it to him, and and obviously he's disappointed. I mean, anybody that plays shortstop wants to play shortstop, and that's how it is. But I think the one thing we know about O'Neal Cruz is he's an unbelievable athlete. He's a really good teammate, and he wants to win. And I think that's the most important thing.
What would make him good at center?
Just how athletic he is. I mean, his ability to cover ground, You know, I mean, we're talking about a kid that can move at a rate that not very many people can move at. So it's going to be a transition, you know, and it's going to be one of those things that there's going to be adjustments to it. And we realize that, but, you know, we think it's going to make us better.
There's no way if they were two games out of a playoff spot with the admission that this is not going to be a snap of the finger, turnkey adjustment. If they were that close to a playoff spot, they would just have IKF play center and keep Cruz at short and make this an offseason thing. Hearing that answer makes me...
No, they know they're done.
Makes me feel like it's them turning the page on this season. In that respect, I do like it because...
It's dealing in reality?
Like, make the most out of these games you have right now, and don't, because Yasmani Grandal tried to give some impassioned, you know, push for this season at the end of yesterday's game. Do you have to, like...
The Rocky Four
abide
speech.
By that, yeah. By the way, Joey Bart went on the injured list, and that's why we have Henry Davis back. So their best hitter over the last month isn't on the team anymore either.
I see a lot of Pirates fans who don't seem thrilled about this, at least on Twitter, who think that the errors could still be cleaned up and there was still more room to grow there.
I also think that there's questioning about the timing of it. You know, like...
Our buddy Hoagie said, let him play short the rest of the year, then learn a new position in the spring. I actually, the timing of it is what it is, but as far as him getting extra games to learn it on the fly now when these games don't matter anymore, I think that part of it's correct.
Your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC and get your heart screened today. There might be some heart palpitations watching O'Neal Cruz now learn a new position.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.